Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. He is good and greatly, greatly to be praised.
I feel like going on. I feel like going on. I thought about what Tustawana said. We had to do a funeral, my sister, I think it was my sister, right? And so I didn't read the program. And I ain't open. So when the man came to me and said, it's your time, I love to preach, honey. So I ain't read the program. I wasn't supposed to preach the way down in the program, but I didn't turn and read the program. So I'm up, people looking at me funny. You know, looking at me, I say, I ain't thought about nobody looking at me funny. I'm just preaching. And so then after, one of the brothers say, Sister Davis, give it to hell, give it to hell. Then we had to finish it out. I'm supposed to come down in the program. The sermon is almost down in the end. But I'm so wanting to say about being dead or died, and I just preach it. A preacher want to preach. So I'm thankful to be here this morning. I was praying to the Lord. I said, God, please take the program out of us. Because we supposed to be singing, then let's sing. And y'all didn't catch me, but however. But I feel in my heart that this is God's time. Mm-hmm. I came to the church today. I said, Lord, if people can pile up over there, they can pile up over here. People say, well, I can't find it. No, you find over there, rednecks though. And so I done made my mind. I don't know about you.
Yes.
But I done made up my mind. I said, God, it's going to be what you say. I said, all the dreams you have had in God, it's going to be what God say. If you just take heed, praise the Lord. So I want to minister today, but first I want to pray, and I just want to thank the Lord for the visitors. I'm glad. I hope things are all, we don't have a program per se, brother. You know, and we have someone to play, but she's sick, and I came in today. I said, Lord, everybody's sick. I'm tired of the devil. I'm sorry. I'm sick of the devil. Because when I ministered a long time ago, folk got well. Then stay sick. And I wondered, what is going on? So I said, I'll go and ask God what is going on. Because he wants us well. Beloved, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in health. And I believe it's what he say. And so listen, you all just sitting there waiting. I don't understand what we're living in the last day. And it's not only something going on in the world, it's going on in the church too. You know, because this pandemic or whatever you want to call it has touched every phase of our life. Yeah. Our Christian life, I don't care what you say, it's touched every phase of our life. Amen. Because we ain't never had to sit at home and you know what I'm saying. Then when you go, you got to put a mask on. You go in and you, God knows you need to put a mask on. So people don't do it, but they suffering now for not doing it. You know, they go, but we just live it in the last day. But God gave me a word. I said, God, now this ain't the time for the word, and we're supposed to sing, then let's do that. Do whatever you want to. I'm right here to do whatever you want to do. Because, I was in the world. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something now. I've never been on the boat in my life. And y'all stay off that boat. The Christians ain't supposed to be on the boat. They ain't supposed to gamble. Gambling is a sin. Hello? I'm just from the old school. You ain't got no business having your tail on that boat. I don't know nothing about what they do. I ain't never took nothing and scratched nothing off of nothing. And I was a good sinner. I was a good sinner. You know, one of them good sinners. And I just, you know, and so there are things that y'all be talking, I'm going. Not because I'm old either. You know, these are things I didn't want to do. They did it. But there's just some things I didn't want to do. I met Jesus when I was 7 years old. And he put something in my heart. I know that's what it is now. You know, he put something in my heart. I was raised in a holiness church. And I ain't saying I was so good, that good. Now, let me scratch some of that off of there. I did what I wanted to do. But the things I know not to do, I tried not to do them. And when I did do them, I get so condemned and so just out of place. But I came into church today to one. And I said, Lord, I said, now, a sister is sick. Had you know, she had cancer. Nobody can go with me to go. And the Lord say, he said, get Deborah. I said, I don't know if he, I don't know. I just, you know, they're new here and I don't know what to do. So I prayed about it. We're kind of walking up down the aisle. And so I told him how I felt. I said, I'll ask your husband. I said, you know, to get Deborah to go with me to see sister. Her house may need sweeping up, or, you know, nobody there with her during the day. And so she went, I texted her, and when I called her the other day, and she said, I'm so sick. I said, Lord, have mercy. She got children, but they off somewhere. You know what I'm saying? And then a lot of times people be working. This stuff come up. I don't know what's in people's lives. But I said, so I went up and I didn't know what to say to Deborah, because I mean, I know her, but I don't know her that well, you know. And so I said, I told the brother, I said, look, I said, we need to go see this woman and maybe take care of her and cook a meal or something like that. And he said, well, yes, we'd be honored. I said, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. You know, God know what he's doing. I say, God know what he's doing. And this is the time for God to move. I come to church to see God move. I do. I come every time I come. Is this the day? Every time I come, and I'm thanking the Lord, and it do be a little few more of us here. You know what I'm saying? But I know the whatever's going on keep people away, you know. And I did get in touch with Miss Sybil. She was so glad I called. You know the lady that came up here, Sybil. But let us stand. Praise the Lord. And I just been asking God. I said, God, what to do now? Father, in Jesus' name, you know my heart. And I'm asking you, Lord, to touch me and anoint me to minister what you gave me. It must be that you want me to. I pray, Lord, for everyone here, Lord, that you would touch them and give them their heart's desire, what they need, what they've been waiting on. Because this is the time, your time. This is your time now. And so, Lord, I just want to thank you, Father, for what you're going to do today. I ask it in the name of Jesus, and I give you praise, and I give you glory. And everybody said, hallelujah. I want to turn to Joshua, the 10th chapter, get right at it. Now it came to pass when Adonijah Zedek, the king of Jerusalem, I'm reading Joshua 10, had utterly destroyed, had taken Ai. When he heard how Joshua had taken Ai and had utterly destroyed it, as he had done to Jericho and her king, so he had done also to Ai and her king, and how the inhabitants of Gibeon had made peace with Israel and were among them. That they feared greatly because Gibeon was a very great city, one of the royal cities, because it was greater than Ai, and all the men thereof were mighty. Wherefore Adonijah, king of Jerusalem, sent unto Horam, the king of Hebron, and unto Phirim, the king of Jarmuth, and unto Japhiah, king of Lachish, and said unto Debir, king of the Eglon, saying, come up unto me and help me, that we may smite Gibeon. For it has made peace with Joshua and with the children of Israel. Therefore, the kings of the Amorites, the kings of Jerusalem, the king of Hebron, the king of Jarmuth, and the king of Lachish, the king of Eglon, gathered themselves together and went up, they and all their hosts, and encamped before Gibeon and made war against it. And the men of Gibeon sent unto Joshua to the camp of Gilgal, saying, slack not thy hand from thy servants. Come up to us quickly and save us and help us. For all the kings of the Amorites that dwell in the mountains are gathered together against us. So Joshua ascended from Gilgal and all the people of war with him, all the mighty men of valor. And the Lord said unto Joshua, what he's saying unto us today, fear them not, for I have delivered them into thine hands. There shall not a man of them stand before thee. And I read this, and I thought how wonderful God is. And I thought about Joshua. I thought about that because, see, you know, like Gibeon was the people that came up and told him that they was, you know, read, you know, and come from a far distance. But here these people are afraid of Joshua because Gibeon was a city of the cities that he had whooped. Bigger than Ai, and Ai was something, and Jericho and all these cities, praise the Lord. I'm telling you, God getting ready to, hallelujah, stand for his people. Amen. Because, listen, and the Lord said unto Joshua, fear them not. I have delivered them into your hands. He told me to tell y'all, don't be fearing nothing that's coming now. Because you are delivered. God gonna save you. God is gonna do what he say he gonna do. God is gonna heal you. You just keep on standing. You keep believing God. I just believe this God's time. I told somebody, I said, this is God's time. I mean, the devil done had his play. This is God's time. Hallelujah. And I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I said, you promised me a church. You promised me that folk gonna be here, and I'm going to look for folks. I said, people have had visions with causes everywhere and folks down. I said, Lord, you know, I came from a long ways. Yes, I did. And I just thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for Jesus today. I thank him. I thank him for what he did for me, how he delivered me. Hallelujah. You were standing up saying, brother, I'm telling you, you can't ever forget what God do something mighty for you. It stays in your mind. I was delivered. Amen. When I was, these people ain't heard it. I went to the show, which, you know, we didn't believe in going to the picture show. Hello? We didn't believe in going. You didn't. If people back, y'all didn't go to no picture show. And I ain't been to the picture show since I was 19. I ain't been inside of a movie house. Not because I'm so great, because I don't see nothing in there. It's number one, it's too dark up in there. And I don't like dark places. But anyway, I went to the show that night, and the Wolfman followed me home. Get in. Someone was following me home, a demonic spirit, off of that screen. And I tell people now, you sit down and let your kids look at all this mess. That thing got stuff in that thing. I'm telling you something, I'm telling you from experience. So I went home, and when I got home, I was just messed up. From 8 years old, I was staying messed up. I got married, I was messed up. This demon followed me through my life. He tormented me at night, I couldn't sleep. Demons would come out and get up, you know, stand up on my head and with teeth, you know, looking, you know. And then when I finally get up a nerve to call my auntie, they would run behind the door. This stuff is real. But I'm going to tell you somebody realer than that. I want to tell you about a power that's greater than that. I want to tell you about a man called Jesus. When he stood up, was talking about how the Lord, honey, there ain't nothing what the Lord can do. All you got to do is serve him. That's all you got to do. In church, we was talking in Sunday school. I'm just going to tell you something. The church got to come out of sin. Amen. The church can't be on the boat because it's gambling. You know, now y'all know better. I come from the old school. And I'll tell you, God has blessed me for taking these stands. I don't know a thing about it. I don't know nothing about scratching nothing off of nothing or looking at nothing. And I don't. You know, I ain't scratching. I'm going to keep my money in my pocket. Now, if you want to mess with me, mess with my money. I'm old. But I don't mess with my money now. No. You calling me on the phone trying to get my money, you forget it. You know, I'm old, but you know, they call and say, now, we something about it. Somebody's messing with your something kind of, I just hang the phone up. And one time somebody called me on the phone, they said, somebody got my social security number. And we'd like to, help you. I said, really? He said, well, just a minute, let me talk to this. And so somebody's greater than this will be talking to me. So this just happened. She said, now, somebody trying to get your social security number. I said, isn't that awful? Really? She said, what's your name? I said, who did you call? You should know my name. Why you ask me what my name is? You just called me. Who did you call? Yeah. And so she said, I said, and you're supposed to know my soul. If they're messing with my soul's cute enough, you ought to know it. Yeah. You know, just cause we all ain't everybody here crazy. I told her, well, yeah, you might be calling somebody old, but you ain't calling nobody crazy. Especially when you're talking about my money, child. Amen. I said, God, what in the world? But they'll call you. Well, now somebody messed with something. I said, really? We're living in the last day. And, you know, like I say, they telling us to do things. You better learn how to do what you got to do. You know, they tell us we got to take all these tests. And people looking at me, I said, I ain't taking nothing. I'm 81 and I'm still here. And all I did was use herbs, and that's what I'm going to do now. And so if you come get Miss Davis, take your flu shot. I said, I had a flu shot. Jesus gave me one. So if I ain't never did, I don't want to try it out. I'm sorry. I just don't want to try out nothing new. I'm too old. I'm too old to be trying out new stuff I never tried. You know, when they had the flu, one of the saints came on and told us what to take, and I took it, and I ain't had the flu in 40 years. So why should I go get something else, something different? You got something that work. You got some work now. You got Jesus. He works. So you don't need nothing else now. Don't you go trying nothing else, because you got Jesus. You don't need nothing else. Hallelujah. You know, you don't need nothing else. Why go try something else? Well, you already got something. So Joshua said, I'm thinking, my man, Joshua, I don't know what, but listen, all those people, and in my man, I saw like the sands of the sea. Joshua had a big army, but this man had five of the biggest armies that was in that area. And they was like the sands of, I mean, it was so many people out there, you couldn't see just people. And I seen this in my mind. Praise the Lord. But he told Joshua, he said, I'm going to give them to you. And God has told us, he going to give it to us. He said, I give unto you all the power of the devil. That's what he said. And we need to stand and believe what God has said. I said, Lord, we need to stand on your word. We need to learn what you have said. And the Lord said, fear them not. So don't fear nothing. Children of God, I'm telling you, we got to get well. We got to get healthy. There's something out there for us to do. And thank you, Dee Dee. We got to get well so we can go into what's on help. How are we going to help anybody if we can't help ourselves? And I told God, I said, Lord, I don't like what I'm seeing, and I don't want to be preaching and people thinking I'm trying to hit at them or something. That is not what it's about. Hallelujah. So Joshua came unto them suddenly, went up from Gilgal. Listen, from Gilgal, then this another thing got me. Joshua therefore came unto them suddenly and went up from Gilgal. What did it say? No, it didn't. You mean he's not there all night? And this is what we're missing also. God showed this to me. We don't want to stay and ask God enough, no time. We don't want God do so, boom, and you're up. You know what I'm saying? We got to learn how to pray. Hallelujah, Jesus, and it's war. That song say, this is war. I ain't never heard that one, but it's war, and it is war, but you got to go to war. Else, y'all did stuff way back here. I said, we got stuff done too, buddy. Yes, we did. We prayed nightly. You come to church 2 o'clock in the morning. We praying somebody through at the altar. We don't be gone. We be praying. Ain't that right? I've gone home so late until I would have put me out. But I'm at church. My husband, I would have put me out because I'd be up in church praying. But we can't hardly get that done now. And you wonder why God, didn't we have a ball this morning? Didn't the Holy Spirit come down here and just sweep over this audience this morning? I told God, I ain't going to tell you what I told him about the music. I ain't going to tell you. Y'all to do me, do what I thought. I said, Lord, we got to have some music. But anyway, God want us to know that it's already done. What you ask him is, he done said it. And Jesus ain't going to do nothing else but keep what he done already said. He said, I give unto you all, give it to every, he done gave it to us. We got to learn how to use it. You know, you go and you say, God, do something. Well, you already got that. Lord, heal me. You already healed. He said, by his stripes, you were healed. Now, either we going to believe what he say or we ain't. And so that keep us when we don't get things read off, you know, praise the Lord, and waiting, brother preached on waiting and something. And now you got to wait. I don't know why it is, but you got to wait. I think it's something to do with what we're going to go through later. We got to wait on the Lord. We got to learn how to wait on God. But if we know that we need something from God and we know that this is our right, number one, you got to know your right. You got to know who you are in God and what you're supposed to have. He said, I give it unto you all things. Now, all things mean all things. And I told God, I'm here, but I can walk and I can do this. And I did me a little dance this morning, see, but I used to set the people down. God, I'm telling you, I could dance. I'm telling you. Me and my cousin, we would get out. I said, I'm going to do me something. I can't do much, but I'm going to do something right here. Praise. I'm telling you, praise, it's time to get on for God. You know, but he got us all worried about something we already got. You already got it. He said, by his stripes you're healed. You're already healed. And you don't want to hear nobody say that, but the Bible says so. You were healed back in Isaiah, and you are healed in Peter. You're healed. Okay, that's a little silence there, but that's the word. It's the word. And we just got to simply believe the word. All right, we're going to Romans. I'm glad I remembered that because I don't know where my thing. Romans 10. I ain't going to keep you long. I'm just a children. I want to see. God just got to move. I said, Lord, you got to move. You got to move. What I say, Romans 10. Now y'all, I had it wrote down somewhere. Thank you, Al. I need Al. Okay, now Romans 4. Romans 4. Yeah. I'm gonna try to explain what God, how he explained it to me. You know, and something I want to say. When God called Abraham, I know people say, if you look at the word closely, there's a lot of things we say. I know, you know, we say it because that's what we say. But anyway, when God called Abraham, he didn't say, here I am. He didn't say that. He said, here am I. Because I am is him. God told me that a couple weeks ago. Every time when somebody was called, they didn't say, here am I. And that's how God been used. But look, now I've been a long time. I've been in this Bible. But I be looking closer, you know, than I have been. And I say, Lord, why he say, because there's nobody I am but me. That's right. That's right. I'm the great I am. I am. So when I come to God, I say, here am I. I mean, you know, just some little something. But, you know, these little bitty things gonna get you closer to God, really. No kidding. Okay, I'm wrong, Romans 4. Okay. Hallelujah. Let's start at 16. Romans 4:16. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace. Through the end, the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which is not as though they were. Who against hope, and this got me, and I seen Abraham. I said, Lord, that boy we be almost, I said, because I saw him. I saw Abraham, I saw him in my spirit. He said, who against hope, believed in hope. He might become the father of many nations, according to the which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. When Abraham, God told Abraham, this is his seed. I'm going to try to explain this. This is where I had to go to him. But he, against hope. Hope is that assurance. Hope is the assurance that you have in God. But against the way what is said to him. Because, hallelujah, he had to believe because here he is, 100 years old, or 99 or 100. Amen. He dead, his wife dead. Anybody know when a woman gets a certain age, she can't have no kids. Even back then. So her womb is dead. He dead. Hallelujah. So he had to believe. When God told him, see, y'all think, well, Abraham believed. No. This is deeper than what you're saying. Abraham had to believe because he know he was not capable of having a child. He had to believe that Sarah was going to carry the seed because she was not capable in the natural, come on here, of carrying a seed. We got to believe, children of God, what God tell us that maybe don't seem like, whew, but you got to walk in faith believing if you don't see it. Watch out now. There are things that God has told me I ain't seen it, but yet I believe it. And when I started reading this and really getting to asking God to help me to understand it, then I begin to know that all I got to do is walk like my father Abraham. All I got to do is say what the words say and what he done told me. So I'm not looking at what nobody else say. I'm not looking at what nobody else prophesied. I'm looking at what he has said. And I'm going to walk in what he has said. And if he don't do what he said, then he's not God. Because I know, hallelujah, that, but I know he is. Amen, brother. If God done told you he going to do something, you put your foot on it. And you act a fool and go, whatever you got to do, praise the Lord. If he said it's going to be, it's going to be. I said if he said it's going to be, it's going to be. And I think we have, you know, we've been young in the Lord, but God is wanting us to grow up now. Somebody got to grow up. We can't all be little babies. You can't stay a baby forever, for God's sake. Put your bib down and do some. What is the next step up from a bib? Go next step up. Goodness gracious. Leave your problem at home. We got to grow up and take what's rightfully ours. Amen. And I know sometimes we get so, you know, tired and whatever. But if God told you something, I ain't talking about now. I'm talking about if God tells you something. And you know that it's God. You walk in it, you don't care who say what your body say, what nothing says. You walk in it. Amen. Because what he say, it's going to be. I don't care who prayed for you and you didn't get it. What he said, you already got it. He said, by his stripes, you healed. That's, you already got that. He ain't going to come back down and die no more. He ain't going to come back down and give no more blood. He done what he going to do. Oh, my God. We got to walk in the word, what he has said. Making this no sense. I don't know whether I am. I don't care who prayed for me and it don't get done. No, but you said, by your stripes I'm healed. Okay, then I read us. And then you told me, whatever I ask the Father in your name, it shall be done. I say, so I go to him, I say, Lord, now I don't come to the Father. Father, I come in Jesus' name. And you know what? I don't go like, you know, like you go, Father, in Jesus' name. No. I'm going expecting to see something move for me. I don't know about you. I said, but I'm expecting something to move for me. I had asked the Lord to let you pray for me. It got a little better. You know, my mom did get it. But I said, now, wait a minute, Lord. You say whatever I ask the Father in your name, that you would do it. I want to be healed. I want my mind healed, my foot healed, my arms healed. I want this wrist to heal. I want to be healed. I know what it feels like to be healed. I've been healed for so long. Yes, Lord. Somebody get this, Lord. Everything that you are trying to do, it's already been done. It's all finished. When he was on the cross, he didn't say, I got to go back. Oh, no. Uh-uh. He said, it is. God told me this. He told me this morning. I mean, in my heart. I say, it's finished. I said, it's finished. I said, it's finished. Hallelujah. If he said he gonna change things, you ain't got to try to change it. He gonna change it. You hear what I say? You ain't got to try to do nothing. You know what? And God don't look for you to go, well, she didn't do that right. Bing, you do that again. You didn't do that. Bing, no. You understand what I'm saying? God knows, like she proved that. This girl is saved. But that flesh is still there. You know, so, but he don't say, okay, so you lose it one time. You lose it. You know you shouldn't do that. You know you shouldn't. But he don't go slap you down and say, I told you not to do that. You know, wham, you know. Amen. You go to God, the Bible say he will forgive your sins. He will. Why he asked us to forgive somebody 99, he can't forgive us one? Y'all just as crazy as a bat. And you ain't asking him no 99 times to forgive you that one sin. So if you sin, you say, Lord, forgive me, and mean it. Don't get up and go do it again. You understand what I'm saying? So he has forgiven you. Don't let nothing hold you down. Don't let, you know, they say it's harder for people to forgive themselves than anything. Don't let stuff hold you down. You know, okay, that was then. I told God, I said, God, I done made some boo-boos, but that's then. I can't go back and straighten it out. I said, come on, right now, I want you to tell me what to do right now. I want you to tell me to do right now. Right, I said, cause Lord, I'm not gonna cry over it. I'm not gonna spill nothing over it. I'm just gonna go on and look for what you done said, and I want it done. Cause you said, whatever I asked the Father in your name, you said you would do it. It's done, Diddy. You healed. I mean, you healed. Why? Because he said it. And when he say something, he mean what he say. We had a wonderful time here Friday night, me and the children, and had a wonderful time. And I know it, God loves me because it was my time. And I told the Lord, I said, Lord, and I really got it in my heart. It went down in my heart what happened to me here Friday night. It went in my heart. And I said, God, I said, I'm just going to give everything to you. That's it. I'm just going to just, you know. So I gets up this morning and I was going to cook some white beans. I left them in soak last night. You know, y'all ain't going to understand this. This ain't going to hurt only the people to know. I left my white beans in soak. I got up and I put my stuff in there. It's my good stuff I put in them beans. And I turn on this electric stove, which I hate. I'm going to let them start boiling, then I'm going to turn them down real low because they're going to take them about 2 hours to cook on top of the stove, you know. So I did this, and I went in the room, and I was trying to get myself ready. And I went back in there, and the things had burned. I mean burned. My dinner for today. I said, oh, God, Dad going to hit the ceiling. Oh, Lord, have mercy. So I went back in the kitchen, and Dad was standing at the thing. And I said, honey, when church is out, I go by the chicken place up there, and I buy something to eat. You know, because I know you knew the beans were burned because they brown, they burned. And anyway, he said, no, he said, sweetheart, he said, I'm going down to see Eddie. No, the Simp. He said, I'm going to go down to Simp's today. I said, oh. He said, yeah, because I got some mail and stuff down there. Ain't said nothing about the beans. Not a word. Not a word. Y'all don't hear me. Somebody know what I'm talking about. He said, I'm about them beans. And I said, Lord, he said, it's so sweet. He said, I'm going down and get my mail. I said, okay, Lord. Now you understand. So I walked out the house. I said, I got in the car. He said, I done told you. He said, I got this thing. I got it. He said, I done told you. You know, people tell you, let me tell you something else. Don't listen to well-meaning people. Because you got to be you. And don't try to be nobody else. I know my nature. I know me. You know what I mean? I'm, you go, whatever. Amen. And so, Lord, I said, I'm going to be me till I, it's too late for me not to imitate somebody. I can't be nobody else. I just have to be me, you know. Ma'am, you ought to do this and you ought to do that. I said, Lord, I'm going to do what you tell me to do. And in me, because I'm me. Be you. God made something when he made you. I said, you didn't put me up and let me live this long to be disappointed in me. You know what I mean? I'm twice the age of everybody in that church and old enough to have grandkids. Y'all probably could be my grandkids. You know what I'm saying? I said, so I'm going to be me. I said, this is the way I'm going to handle it like I've always handled things when I'm asking you what to do. I'm not going to handle it like oh, somebody says that. Somebody, stop that mess. Be yourself. God made you perfect. He just loved you. He just, you the sweetest thing to him. Honestly, he loved you. Oh, God, he loves you. It's so wonderful. Today, I just want to leave with you, Joshua. You already have it. He said, Joshua stood. He said, Joshua, I've already given it to you. I've given you. He ain't went in and hit nobody. He ain't stuck a sword in nobody. You already got it. It's yours. It's yours. You know, when he told him to get up and go out there and fight them people, when Gibeon called and said, come and fight. Okay, he done told you. But now you obeying him. It's yours. This making any sense? He said, it's already yours. You already got it. Amen. So you know what? When they went out to fight all this group of millions of people, hailstones fell from the sky. There ain't no belt. You got this too big. And when you get down, when you ain't got nobody to help you, he'll help you. He'll kill that devil for you. I said, good Lord. And the Bible say, but the hailstones kill more people than they did. But they was out there fighting until the night. Make your mind up that you're going to stay with God until, praise God, you understand that it's already yours. Make your mind up that you're going to stay on your knees or in your house or wherever, and you're going to say, Lord, you show me that it's mine. You said it's mine. I got to have this in my heart. I don't know if I made any kind of sense, Lord. But it's already yours. He ain't going to do nothing else. He's already healed you. You're saved. Until you do something to get out of being saved. Now, see, I don't believe in this once in Christ and ever. Now, please, you got to live right. You sin, you're going to hell. Now, that's just all to it. Amen. And don't let nobody tell you all that crap. There's a hell down there. And you ain't going to be on vacation. And you ain't gonna know nobody. These other people like, well, yes, the other people. You ain't gonna know it. You gonna be hollering, so you ain't gonna know nothing. You gonna be in so much pain. You know what I'm saying? Don't let the devil fool you. Don't let the, I know we living in a different day, children of God, but let in your heart today. I just put it in our hearts today that you want us to be with you, Lord. They, look how he blessed us today. We came into church and man, the songs just had everybody go. I want him to play that other song, not the one. I want to play that other song. I started to say, play that other song again. I'm going to say, play that again. Yes, Lord, because God loves us. Say, God loves me. I say, God loves me. And I'm going to wait on him. I'm going to wait because it's already mad. Now, What you're waiting on is for you to understand that it's yours. You're waiting because it's yours, but you got to know it's yours. God already knows it's yours, but you got to know it's yours. I love it. I hope I bless you. I do. I say, Lord, help us because this is the hour in the day we got to really stand. It's people that's dying out there. And like he said, it's people that need you. But you got to live it all, you know. You got to live right. You got to live holy. Because God is holy. He say, be ye holy, not cause of a religion, but cause I'm holy. And I want you to be like me. So be holy cause I'm holy. Get out your mind, you know, that you know, whatever's in your mind. When you look in the Bible and say, he say, thou shalt not, then he mean thou shalt not. When he say, don't do, he mean don't do. He ain't got nothing behind it. He said, don't do it, then don't do it. And those are the people he blesses. I say, those are the people that he bless. Oh, my God, I'm going to write a book. Honestly, I'm going to start writing a book. Because by the time I get through halfway with it, it'll be all the way done. See, you know, things will be where I can get it published. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so I broke down Luke 18 because I was thinking about the lady who kept coming to God. Coming to this unjust judge. Yes. And I'm not saying you can't go to God this way. Yeah. But you be, you know, this woman, I don't know what she thought, but when I'm going to God and going, I got to go until my heart know I've touched and what, I'm not going to beg him. Sorry. Cause I ain't got to beg my father. He wants to help me. He wants to love me and help me. And I talked about, brother, you know, I've lived a long time. I've been in car accidents where I tied the highway down. And the Lord, I was in a little, what was that? A shadow, a little Sundance. God moved the chair back like this here between here. He stuck my body down between there. My head was back there. My feet was up there. I was going over the, you know where they got that little thing to go down the highway? That bitch, I felt it, and I tried to keep him. So when I tried to turn the car to keep from going over that thing, I turned the car sideways. And, you know, when you're in this kind of stuff, you can't really, you know what I'm saying? I don't remember going down in that seat. I don't remember none of that. All I had when I got this accident was where the bag came out and hurt my, you know, scarred my hand and a black eye. That's all I had. Boy, people's coming down, the kids, they all, mama. And the man that somebody hit me from behind because I was trying to get out in front of this car because my brakes had been bad. And I thought, oh, God, I'm going to hit this car. So I grabbed it. So I went around, and the lady hit me in the back. And she was over there. I wondered, well, how's she doing? I go to her, how you doing? And people, are you okay? I say, I'm fine. You know, I'm really fine. You know. And so when Dad saw the car, he cried. He said, it's no way. Nobody could have come out of that car alive. But here stand I. Here am I. I've been through with this God so many times and came out, not because I'm no greater, not because I'm blah, blah, blah. But I tell you one thing, when you make up your mind to serve God and you do the best that you know how to serve him, God will be there. Ain't nothing going to happen to you. Ain't nobody going to kill you. And I've heard of how people had guns to their head and God, hallelujah, intervened. Because that's the kind of God he is. He's a good God. And sometimes you need that something happen to you, but it didn't happen because he's such a good God. But don't take advantage. Come on, let's stop taking advantage of God. Well, he ain't going to do. Yeah, he will. Because sometimes you're getting something you can't get your tail out. Amen. God is looking for, and I want you to know you got it already. Say it's mine. Say it's mine. Everything you got is yours. Jesus said, hallelujah, in John, I think 16:15. He said, all that the Father have, he gave it to me. And I will show it to you. You get it. Here it is. It's yours. All that the Father has. And you get out on your knees. If you pray into the prayer, you say that, let thy will be done in earth. See, I believe you're talking about here as it is in heaven. I believe you're talking about here. The earth is, I believe it's there. Let your will be done in me, Lord, as it is in heaven. Amen. And I'm going to tell you something. God is, let me tell you something. We can come to church every Sunday, which we do. And we can sing the songs and get happy and turn a flip and you want to, because, you know, we run around this church and we can jump over the seats, whatever you want to do, whatever you feel like. Don't feel like nobody going to say nothing to you because, honey, we wild up in here, honey. Just do whatever you feel like doing, serving the Lord, run up something and do something. You know, don't tear nothing down, but, you know, just don't run back there because he's trying to keep things together back there. Praise the Lord. But you know, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But you know, when you get through doing all that, you still got to live right. You got to be holy because God is, you know, I get really, so the devil fool people. You know, they think because they went to church. I ask people, say, are you saved? I've been baptized. That ain't what I asked you. Baptism don't save you. Sorry. You go in a dry devil and go come up a wet one. It don't save you. You got to be born again. Born by the Spirit of the living God. Born where you want to do right, whether you can do it or not. You want to do right. Something happens and you really change. I don't have the same desires I used to have, brother. You know what I'm saying? I love to dance. Praise the Lord. Y'all may see me trying to dance. You know, I can't, you know, but I'm cutting a few steps up there and every now and then. I used to love to dance. We set the flow down, brother. That's a lesson, Gloria, dance. And we set the flow down. And it ain't changed. I just changed partners. I love to dance, you know. But I say, Lord, you know what? The enemy will take your dance. He'll take your song. He'll take everything. Don't let him do that to you. I say, but Lord, I say, Lord, thank you. I say, thank you for my song. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Amen. The enemy will beat your brains out if you let him. Praise, but you got victory. Say, I got the victory. Praise, I got the victory. I got the victory. I got to win now. You got the victory now because if you save, you got the victory. And you go into that trial with Sister Day. No, you go into that trial with that man. It's man. It's hard, which I was, it's hard. But you go into the trial with your man. It's man. Victory is man. It's man. And that's how Joshua beat the battles. You know, it's no way this man goes look at 12 million people coming against him. Come on. When he looked down there, it looked unsurmountable. It looked, oh God, you know, I'm not saying he was scared of nobody. But when the Lord spoke to him, said, hallelujah, I've given it to you. Jesus gave us everything on that cross. When he died, he gave us everything. And I've been really looking at, Brother Wright, I've been looking at that scripture. And I've been going to him, I said, Lord, you said that I could ask the Father anything in your name. And then you said, and you do this a lot, we did it. I said, if any of us, we got to believe what this Bible say. Any two of us would ask anything in his name, the church stands there. Jesus in the midst. He gonna do it. Oh, Father, help us. Stand. Help us, God. You stand. Please stand. Father, and come to the altar, beloved. Come on. It ain't gonna hurt you to come. I told you we gonna help. The altar's gonna be the last. Come on. Father. 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 Father, help us. Father. Yes, help us, God. Help us, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I knew all about that. Yeah, yeah. When I had Gwen, I thought you were supposed to gain a double weight when was carrying Gwen. I gained all that weight. My legs swole up. My feet swole up. I knew all about it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Tawana, I was going to come back there and dance with you. I was going to come back there today. Come on, Tawana, let's get it. Come on. And she was back there going, she was, I said, Lord, it's time to get loose. It's time for God's people to get free. And in the, you know, to come here, this is where we come together. It, you know what I'm saying? So we just need to get free. We do. We need to get free so we can do something. Praise the Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for your people. I pray, Lord, that you would help us because we already have what we're looking for, really. Praise the Lord. We got strength. We got peace. We got joy. Cause you died, Jesus, you died for all of it and you gave it to us at the cross. Praise the Lord. So we receive what you gave. We receive what you did. In Jesus' name, Lord, we have our healing. We got it, Lord, because you paid for it. By your stripes, Lord, we are healed. We are healed today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we are healed. Hallelujah. We are healed. So help us to do what we're supposed to do. And then we can expect what you do. I give you glory and I give you praise. Sanctify us all holy. I ain't talking about being in no nothing. I'm talking about being in the Bible, in the Word. Sanctify us holy, Lord. Make us clean. Let us know that this is what you expect of us. I ask it in the name of Jesus and for his glory. Praise the Lord. And everybody said, hallelujah. Thank you for coming today. Thank you for coming. Praise the Lord. It's different every Sunday you come, believe me. It's different. Yeah, amen. So don't think this is tacked down because this is not the tacked down. We don't got nothing tacked down. You may see somebody come and flip, doing the flipping. And go, you just don't know. You don't know. We come here and we try to let God have his way. Amen. So thank you. You don't care, as long as it's good food. Huh? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So the Lord go with you, bless you, and keep you. Keep his safety among all of you because he loves you so much. Let his face shine upon you and give you his peace. I ask it in Jesus' name. I hope you got something. It's already yours. Yes, right. Amen. It's already yours.